Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Vic Johnson. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson spins and fires to second, with Newsom covering, and has Gutteridge trapped. There's the throw to Tabor, who tags Gutteridge for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Culberson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball four. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Christman moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burns moves to second. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson catches it and throws to home to double up Christman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-1 in the game. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Johnson, and towards Newsom, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns won, and the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Demery. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newsom is walked intentionally. Vic Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Haworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Epps picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Epps. Wagner scores. Cronin moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cronin scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 2 in the game. Epps hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Demery moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Demery moves to third. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to second. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cronin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayworth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tabor strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-3 in the game. Epps hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cronin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Vic Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Haworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Clary pinch hits for Jack Kramer. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Clary reaches second base with a double. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clary moves to third. Mike Krivic pinch hits for Hal Epps. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Clary scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing right field. Milt Burns now playing center field. George Caster now pitching. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. George Metkovich pinch runs for Joe Cronin. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Metkovich now playing first base. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Demery bunts in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christman moves to second. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Christman moves to third. Burns moves to second. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla bunts towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-5 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Christman moves to second. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-5 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christman scores. Hayworth moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and two walks. Gutteridge is walked intentionally. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox, who is chasing the ball. Zarrilla reaches third base with a triple. Hayworth scores. Gutteridge goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-6 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Mike Riba now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riba fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.